Welcome to Thriving Starseed, a podcast dedicated to supporting and guiding starseeds as they discover who they truly are and navigate their life on Earth. I am your host, Maria Katolikova. I am an Onyx Starseed, Soul Guide, Starseed Activator, and Awakener of Leaders, and I would love to invite you to join me on this transformational journey. So buckle up as I dive into how you can reveal and fully embody your magic and step into your leader role, so that you can thrive, have fun, and create an amazing life for yourself while you are fulfilling your sacred mission of helping humanity evolve. Hello, my fellow starseeds. You are listening to the episode 18 of the Thriving Starseed podcast. And today we are going to talk about one important question. When are you truly ready to remember your starseed origin? This episode came to me when I was digging last week in my garden, and I was thinking about awakening and me being a starseed and how it all happened. And another client of mine came to my mind, which actually brought the conversation that we're going to have today to my awareness, to one important point that every single starseed needs to reach first before they will begin truly awakening and everything will start snowballing for you, okay? And that's what we're going to dive into today. So, as you already know, we are here to help others. And when you awaken, that is something that you'll begin feeling really strongly. Not that you didn't feel that before. Probably you were born already with this desire to help humanity, but it might not have been very strong in your life. But yes, you were still a kind person, always there for others, always willing to help. No problem there, right? But when we actually awaken, this desire amplifies. This desire wants to take completely different proportions in your life, and it will take over eventually. So it is a call that you might ignore at the very beginning, but eventually it will consume you and it will take you over and you will have to surrender to it. And you will choose to do something for humanity one way or another in the way that you are actually meant to do. The problem is here that when we begin helping others, it can be very self-destructive if we are constantly focusing on them rather than ourselves, which brought me to a very powerful realization. For every single starseed who is meant to awaken in this life, because not all of us are actually, but for every single starseed who is meant to awaken, the first step is always, always self-love and truly understanding the meaning of 5D love. And it's not what it is here. It's not how love is taught on Earth. And there are very big distinctions between what love is in our otherworldly understanding, you know, like from a high dimensional perspective, and what is perceived to be love here on Earth. And unfortunately, of course, when we arrive here, we get, let's say, infected by this definition of 3D love, okay? And it can be very, very damaging. So, and let me tell you something, and maybe you will resonate with this as well through your own life experiences. I grew up in a family where I was constantly told that you need to put others first. To be a good girl, you need to take care of others and not yourself first. And if you are not doing this, you are selfish. So throughout my childhood, I was constantly shamed by my parents and my sister as well on the occasions when I was trying to choose myself. You know, for example, when we had people, guests in our house, and I didn't want to sit with them. I just wanted to go back into my room as fast as I could. I was shamed that I am just like hiding away and cannot be a part of the company. You know, like I couldn't be there with other people. Or when I wanted to go and play with my friends on the street and my parents wanted to have some sort of family activity all together. Again, I was shamed because I didn't want to do it. And later on in my life, when my sister had her first child, I was 100% expected to spend all my time taking care of the child, you know, helping there. Despite the fact that I already, you know, studied in the university, I was 18 years old, meaning I had my own life to think about. I had my own desires and my own wishes. Despite that, I was spending a lot of time helping my sister. I was coming almost every single day, but obviously not every day, because I wanted to do my things as well. And my mom and my sister constantly was telling me that I'm such a bad person, I'm such a bad sister, and it is so selfish. And one day, when I will have my own children, I will understand how selfish I was. And I was always telling, why are your desires more important than mine? I do not understand this. Why is it that I'm supposed to be choosing you over me? I was telling my sister, it was your choice to have a child, not mine. So why am I not allowed to make my own choices? Well, you were allowed. And why am I now supposed to sacrifice what I want to do and what I need for myself to go and satisfy what you need right now? So I was constantly rebelling against that. And you can imagine it creates a lot of clashes between me and my family back then, because they were telling me I'm absolutely 100% wrong and I will understand it one day. The funny thing is, of course, back then I didn't know, but now I do. Is what I was doing is that I was basically awakening to the notion of true love versus the one that is imposed on me by my family. And they cannot coexist. They are so different that they do not go together. And of course, that's why the clashes were happening all the time. Because when you start opening yourself up to higher dimensions, to 5D and plus, there is one important realization that comes on you. That when it comes to love, love does not differentiate. It means you are loving to everyone, including yourself. It doesn't work in the way that I have been taught, that you have to prioritize others and show them love and show them support, but not yourself. In the 5D definition of love, this is total nonsense. You have to choose yourself first and be loving to yourself first before you can begin to be helping others and be loving toward other people. So, and this is one of the first things that every single starseed has to understand, either through their own experiences in their life or through the remembrance that comes anyway with time, because, you know, we carry that knowledge. We carry that wisdom within ourselves, that love does not mean sacrifice. Love does not mean give away what we need for us to be able to satisfy other people's desires, needs, and everything. And unfortunately here, like, you can see it everywhere, especially in the families where mothers, for example, sacrifice themselves for their children a lot, or people who have these people-pleasing tendencies, when people literally, out of fear of being rejected, of being left out in the cold, out of fear of not being liked, they start doing things for others. Or because they were raised that way, like me, like my parents tried to instill that in me. And fortunately, it didn't really stick that strongly, because I was always rebelling against that. You know, I was always still doing things my way, which of course created a lot of clashes within my family, between me and them, and me constantly being labeled selfish throughout all of my teens and, you know, into my adulthood. And especially that I eventually moved out from my family. I moved to Europe. And it is still being thrown into my face that I left them and I abandoned them and I don't care about them, which is absolutely, of course, not true. It's just me following my life and following what matters to me in my own life that my family perceives as being selfish, okay? But when it comes to us awakening, imagine yourself that you awaken, and this strong desire to help other people, like, awakens with you. If you do not understand the meaning of love, you will sacrifice yourself. You will give everything away, and it will burn you out faster than you can imagine. It will totally destroy you, and I have seen that happen, okay? Which is why, more often than not, your awakening, your full awakening, will not happen until you have understood and started embodying the notion of 5D love. The love where you choose yourself first, you fill your own cup first, and then you begin serving other people from your own overflow and helping others from that position of, yes, I feel nurtured, I feel full, so that's why I can give so much. But unless you understood that, you will be living in this pattern that I called, that I mentioned last time, you know, in the pattern of self-sacrifice. And this is a very, very destructive pattern that does not end well for us. and doesn't lead anywhere good. It will not help you fulfill your mission because, first of all, you will misunderstand your mission. Because our mission is not to do things for others. It's not to save them from something or whatever. Our mission is to guide, to teach, to share our knowledge. And it cannot come together with your desire to constantly sacrifice yourself for other people. It just can't. It will not be able to happen for you. And I have noticed that for myself and for others. A year ago, my program, Thriving Starseed, started. And this was a topic that we did talk about eventually at some point. You know, it wasn't the very first topic, but I know that I have mentioned it on several occasions that you need to choose yourself, guys. You need to prioritize yourself. And I have noticed that although, of course, the program was designed for starseeds who already remember themselves, and I trusted that they have already come through this notion of true love, I noticed that eventually I had to work through that topic with some of the members anyway. Because even though they understood mentally the idea that you need to take care of yourself first and choose yourself before you can begin serving others, they did not embody it in their own life. So, and there was this conflict. I understand they have to do this, but I'm not doing it in my own life. So we had to work through that as well. And you know, and in my other program, which is actually designed to help starseeds awaken to who they are, this is the very first thing that we always cover: self-love. Without that piece, it's just impossible. You will not dedicate to yourself enough energy and time to, first of all, awaken fully to who you are, and then keep cultivating that knowingness of yourself, that wisdom that you have, allowing your gifts to develop. Because all of that requires a level of dedication, a level of commitment to self and not to others. I mean, you can argue that, of course, your gifts will develop if you use them with other people, but if you use them with other people without the boundary of self-love, again, as I said before, you will still simply burn out very, very fast. You'll get disgusted because you'll be very tired. You will eventually get frustrated with your gifts. You will see them as something super heavy to carry, and you will start shying away from actually helping other people because you will feel how much it costs you. And you will not fully awaken to the extent of, you know, of all of your abilities, all of your power, unless you begin not just knowing that inside your head, that love starts with self-love, and then you just project it out into the world. Unless you understand that part, nothing else can unfold. And I have seen people struggle with that specific point a lot, and that's why they couldn't go any further, because they were raised differently, because they absorbed the very, very, I would say, distorted notion of love here on Earth. Sometimes incredible, crazy things. There are things like people say, love hurts. Or, my partner is jealous, it means he loves me. Or, if you are not putting other people's desires and needs first, you are selfish and you are not loving. Or, my partner is controlling, it's because he wants to keep me safe and it means that he loves me. A lot of different distortions have been imposed on the notion of love here on Earth, which, in my personal opinion, lead to a lot of troubles in terms of relationships here already, like on Earth, between people. That's why we see so many codependent relationships, abusive relationships where people are not coming together as partners, as equals, I mean, but as something else, like one superior, one inferior, and then one is like a leech of the other. You know, like there are so many distortions that come from the wrong notion of love that impact relationships, but they do not impact only relationships, okay? Even though, yes, you know, our journey here is all about serving humanity, which involves our relationships with people, right? It is inevitable. Unless you are a starseed who came here to work directly with Earth and its greed, which, of course, is the case for some of us, right? But most of us are here to actually help people, humanity itself, which is why it will involve a relationship with another human being, or like most of the time, a lot of human beings, right? So, which is why it starts there, guys. It starts with you understanding what love is in the first place, and then beginning to embody that in your own life. And what does it mean, embody? It means reflect first and foremost on how you have been showing up for yourself in your life. Have you been choosing yourself, or have you been constantly doing things for other people? Have you been prioritizing what you need in the moment versus somebody suggests something to do, you know, and you cannot say no, because then it will be impolite, for example. Have you been constantly choosing other people's needs and desires and wants, even on a microscopic level? It can be super silly, like, for example, you want to go to a restaurant with someone, and you want to eat, let's say, a pizza. But the person tells you, oh no, I don't want to go and eat pizza, let's go and eat a sushi. But you don't want sushi. But not to offend that person, or for whatever reason, you're just saying, okay, let's go. Even though you don't really want that. You see, how it shows in your life, it can be very small, or it can be really big. And of course, the usual pattern is just simply that you're constantly saying yes, where you should be saying no to certain things, circumstances, people's demands, people's wishes, people's requests from you. And you are saying constantly no to yourself, where you tell, okay, I don't matter, my needs don't matter, what I want right now doesn't matter, what I need for myself doesn't matter, because that makes me a bad person, that makes me selfish if I choose myself. If that is the theme, you will notice it right away. So you need to notice how it shows up, in which situations it shows up, and begin consciously changing them. Begin consciously choosing to say no when you want to say no, rather than saying whatever the other person wants from you. And begin making those choices, small commitments to yourself here and there. I'm not telling you that you will just master that from one day to another, and you will just begin embracing yourself and your needs and your desires and putting them first from one day to another. No. Depending on the degree of how much you were entangled into that pattern of people-pleasing and self-sacrifice, it can take you a bit of time, right? It can take you a bit of practice. But embodiment is exactly that. It's this process of gradually learning, or unlearning, rather, what you did before, and learning the truth that your soul already carries within, right? And embodying that wisdom that you came here probably to teach to humanity. And, well, today's episode actually partially was inspired also by one of my clients, for whom I personally believe her mission is to really teach people love and come out into the world and teach people what love is. And that's why she's so entangled inside that pattern so far, because she needs to understand it the hard way. You know, and she understands it mentally, but the embodiment part still takes her some time, and it holds her back in a sense from fulfilling her mission. Because what usually also happens when we constantly choose others, one of the major things that happens as a result of that pattern is that our body begins breaking down. Because when you constantly refuse yourself what you actually need, it accumulates negative emotions within you. And these negative emotions eventually translate into something that breaks your body down. Like, you will notice eventually that your body will carry a lot of diseases with time. And of course, when your body is sick, it is so, so hard to go and take care of other people, right? Our focus needs to shift in that moment to taking care of our body. But when you carry that pattern, even that doesn't happen. Even though you understand that you need to take care of yourself right now and nothing else, you just simply can't help yourself because you have been doing it for so long that it keeps sucking you in. And that's where, of course, you need to consciously make a choice. You know, you need to really consciously decide, okay, I am done. I am saying goodbye to this pattern. I understand what real 5D love is, and I choose to start embodying it in my life so that I can remember more of who I truly am, so I can remember everything that comes with me being a starseed, and I can eventually serve humanity from a very, very empowered space where all of my energy is with me, all of my power that I possess from any possible incarnation that I can remember is with me, and I can go out and serve the world. This is a completely different space to serve others than a space where of self-sacrifice, a space of constantly choosing another person over yourself. Okay, so this is when starseeds are truly ready to awaken, when they learn what it means to love. And they finally release the 3D notions of love that they have absorbed here. Because, as I said, this is inevitable, it's everywhere here, and you need to rebel against that. You have probably noticed that your soul have already been rebelling against that on some level, because when we engage into this kind of behavior, usually it doesn't feel good. And that's your clue that you're doing something that's not aligned with your soul truth. But it's because it's this deep, deep conditioning, deep programming that you carry within yourself, you literally cannot help yourself unless you consciously decide to do that. Okay? And as I said before, this is the crucial step for us starships to fully begin awakening to who you are. Okay? Which means before you master that, you might have some glimpses. You know, you might have an awareness. Okay, I am a starship, but nothing else. You know, just knowing you're a starseed doesn't help much unless you started awakening to your gifts, to your wisdom, to everything that you're here to use, you know, on your journey and to help others. Because just the knowing of being a starseed doesn't give us much. And the self-love, the mastery of self-love and like true 5D love is what begins giving you access to more and more and more. Okay, so this is crucial. This is absolutely 100% important. And I am 100% convinced that this information came through for me specifically now because I have been noticing a lot of starseeds being caught up in that pattern of self-sacrifice, of people-pleasing. And that's why I wanted to share it with you today. So I hope that what we talked about opened a little bit your eyes into how you are actually living your life right now and gave you a little bit more awareness into what is it that you're choosing. Because if you truly want to awaken to everything that you are and to your power and to begin doing what you're actually meant to be doing here on Earth, this is your step number one, guys. Okay? So, this is everything that I wanted to share with you in terms of today's topic. But I also have a little announcement. For those of you who have already mastered self-love and who already have a suspicion that you're a starseed but you don't have any members yet and you are ready and so eager and willing and excited to actually learn more about yourself, today I'm hosting a past life regression session and I would love to invite you to join us. It is going to happen at 6 p.m. CET and you can still join us during today until that moment. And this is the session where I am going to bring you into your other incarnations, whether it's on another planet, on another star, in another galaxy, or even in another universe, so that you can begin retrieving memories about who you truly are, what kind of gifts you carry, what kind of mission you have here on Earth. And I can tell you guys that I have already done that session before, and people who did it with me, they had absolutely mind-blowing results. They experienced something truly amazing and beautiful, and they shared their experiences. I have people who remembered that they were a dragon. I have another person who remembered that she was from Intaka. I had another person who remembered that she was a mermaid and everything that comes with it. I had another person who literally had her mind blown because she did not remember absolutely anything about herself. She wasn't even sure she was a starseed, but she remembered her life in Lemuria and everything that she used to be, and she was some sort of forest spirit and also the healer of the souls. And her sharing was so absolutely beautiful and brought tears to my eyes. And every single person who was there in that session with me, they all remembered something about themselves. So that's what is truly inspiring for me. And that's why I would love to invite you to join us as well. And as I said, you still have a little bit of time. So until 6 p.m., you still have time, depending on when you listen, guys. You can still hop in. We are meeting on Zoom, so you are very welcome to join us if that speaks to you. Okay, guys, so I will wrap up on that. I'm hoping that this episode was valuable to you and it opened your eyes at something that you actually needed to see in your life. And I'm looking forward, as usual, to your feedback, to your questions if you have any. And of course, as usual, I also encourage you to rate our show, to give us a feedback where it's possible or a review where it's possible. Share it with others who you believe might be starseeds and who can benefit from what we're talking here. And of course, reach out to me with whatever you have, either on email or on Facebook. Follow me if you would like. I'm always super excited to get in touch with you guys because it's together that we make things happen. Together we are so much stronger, and I'm always, always excited when my fellow starseeds find me and reach out and we can have a chat together. So thank you very much for tuning in today, and I am going to talk to you next time. Bye, guys.